I say it's still, we're still good. We're still just focusing on what we can control and trying to build a bond and just trusting everything that the coaches are telling us.
How do you kind of do that? How do you focus on what you can control?
It's tough. It's tough at times, especially when you're struggling, but you just got to lean on each other.
Where's that fine line between, you know, understanding that losing's not okay, but not letting it get you down so much that it hurts you going forward? Where's that fine line?
You got to learn from it, but at the same time, you got to realize that it's a long season, and we still got 9 more games left to play. So each week, just come out and continue to get better.
What did you guys feel like you learned from Saturday night?
I think we had a lot more fight in each other and just putting it.
As a defense, what do you think you need to do to kind of get to that next level where you want to be?
What'd you say?
As a defense, what needs to be done to get y'all to the next level where you want to be? What's been missing?
I say we still need to keep the intensity, continue to fight for 60 minutes, and just keep coming in, working on little things that we've been lacking.
So you think you started to feel more like a defensive end than a tight end?
You say, when did I start?
Yeah.
Just in the summer, just us coming out, working every day, doing little extra things, I got more comfortable at it.
What do you like about the position?
I just like going out, being able to hit people. Like, you get a little bit more freedom on the defensive side of the ball.
What was that transition like? How'd that go?
It was hard at times, you know, just learning the terminology and how to get through it. But they helped me, though.
Just on the ground level, though, like, you know, what were the conversations like where you become a defensive end from being a tight end?
It was kind of like Coach Pruitt said that he thought that'd be my best bet, so I trusted him and hit the field running with it.
Latrell, Jeremy was really complimentary of you being a guy that's really bought in. You know, what have you done to kind of earn that praise? What does that look like?
Just come out each day, give it my all, and correct on the little things that I might be doing wrong. Just keep trying to improve.
How big did your eyes get when you know, you're peeling around the corner there and you see that Wilson's just kind of right there and you're going to get him? I mean, how excited, how big your eyes at that moment?
They got really big. It was kind of surprising. Like, half free, I came open, so just had to go make a play.
What's just the confidence level of this team like right now?
I think we still got a whole lot of confidence. We noticed that it's like a long season and we're still improving. And we've seen improvement from last week to this week.
Coach Brewer talked about how they had more aggressive style calling plays, and he thought that maybe that would make you guys play more aggressive. Did you sense that?
Yes, sir, I did. And they really stressed us coming out there, you know, getting in a fight for 60 minutes. I think we did it.
I know Jeremy has been talking this week about trying to force more turnovers. Mm-hmm. Y'all made some plays, but what way do you think you've been unable to do that so far, and how much has that been emphasized in practice this week?
It's been emphasized a lot. You know, getting turnovers is the key to winning games, being able to score on defense and things like that.
You said, like, y'all been close?
You said the team had more fight this week than they had last week against Georgia State.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think there wasn't as much against Georgia State?
I just feel like we might have came out relaxed, or thought they might give us something.
Do you see enough player accountability in your locker room? And if you do, what's that accountability look like?
I do. I feel like we're keeping improving on it. Our leaders, they keep pushing that we be held accountable.
Do you think that players-only meeting made a difference?
I think so. I think it kind of brought us together and made us understand, like, each other. We was all bought in.
Was that led by Juwan or other guys, too?
We had all the leaders in there. Everybody kind of pitched in.
Who do you consider kind of the leaders right now?
All our seniors, we got Juwan, DT, Batuli, Nigel.
How about at the defensive line spot here? You know, y'all, I mean, Emmett went down there. He was a senior. Mm-hmm. Maybe he's still around the team. But, I mean, who are the leaders in that group?
We all trying to step up, become better leaders. He's still around. He's motivating us and stuff, and they're all helping us.
How did Lante handle that end of regulation play since then? How's he doing trying to shake that off?
He's doing good. We're here supporting him, holding his head up. But he's doing good. He's going to bounce back from it.
Henry and Warren getting a lot of playing time for freshmen. What have you kind of noticed about what they've been doing for the defense so far?
They've been doing good. They've been flying around the field, and they've definitely been noticeable.